chatting with trainer Michael Voss, who's just prepared top end of town to score a very impressive first up win. This three-year-old filly looks to have a future, Michael.
Yeah, I've always had a big opinion of her. She went sensational in her last preparation, was probably unlucky not to win a race. Good placings, but she trialled really well last week and I was pretty confident today.
She did place against some good company and that was the good indication as to her prospects.
Yeah, and she was just very immature but still competitive. So,
all right, what are her big assets, Mark?
She just really tries no matter what. What she lacks in ability, which she has got a lot of ability, but she just tries and does, this preparation, she's really done things right.
Well, she's pretty well bred. She's by Dane Ritten. She's had a Canny Lad mare, and they're hard to come by, good Canny Lad mares.
Yeah, well, she's actually a half-sister of Wise Investment, a two-year-old, and she's another very handy horse. So we've got the mare in foal to El Magior this year, which makes it same cross as one of Rhonda Hall's, a good horse of Rhonda's. And so, I think she's going to be a very handy broodmare.
All right, next start, have you penned it in yet?
No, I'll just back off for a bit now and probably pick another race in 3 or 4 weeks. And, if she can pick off another one, probably take it for a run in Melbourne.
She certainly handled the conditions today. While they weren't heavy as they have been the last couple of weeks, with the slow service, but her best part of her race was the last 300.
Yeah, well, Canny Lad and the Dane Riches, they seem to like the wet, but at the same time, I think she'll go on top of the ground as well.
Well, mate, well done, and it's been a pretty good couple of weeks for you. You've been popping over to Melbourne, looking after a couple that have won, certainly in North Lodge, and while Christine's been away, but your team that you're responsible for is going very well this season.
Yeah, we had a bit of a dry patch there, and got a lot of young ones coming up, and maideners, but that's really starting to come good now.
All right, thanks, Mike, for your time.
Thank you.